And we're putting in a system where the toilets will use rainwater. There's a system that controls the temperature, and the walls change color as the temperature changes. What else? Oh, well, we're having a rooftop garden for relaxation, like a kind of chill-out zone.
It sounds great! And you're having a launch party soon?
Yeah, that's right. Really soon, actually. We're expecting about 1,200 people. We're having a lot of different music, really good DJs, visual projections by Urbi and Orbi. We're planning to have free organic beer. And there'll be ethical clothing companies like Kuishi doing consultations.
Sounds like a lot of work.
A lot of work, yeah. But it's fun. It all needs very careful planning. We're making good progress and we're on schedule. But there's still a lot to do.
Audio 9.
Clubbing isn't normally a very environmentally friendly activity.
Really?
No, definitely not. It uses large amounts of energy for heating and cooling the room, for lighting. It uses a lot of water in the toilets and washrooms every night. Plus, all the glass and the plastic bottles, huge amounts of waste. And besides this, you know, clubs, they need to be refurbished quite often. New floors, new paint, new equipment. It uses a lot of materials, a lot of resources.
Yeah, I can see that. So, how is this club different?
Okay, well, we're planning to have a lot of sustainable features. The best one is the energy-generating dance floor.
How does that work?
Oh, it's great. It's made of a special material that takes the energy of the dancers and uses it to power the music and the lights. Low-energy lighting, of course.